Weiter in Shas, we are in Zvachim Daf Tzadi Dalet, picking up on Sargimul Beis Barabah, and a Beis Barabishnah, and Barabishnah. Zokte Elik Mishnah. Nita Zalor. Let's say you have Chatzis blood that's splattered onto, or onto the hide of an animal. Ach lo hufshat, if it was not yet stripped of the animal when it happened, Enotan Kibos. Okay, it doesn't have to be cleansed, it doesn't have to be laundered. Zamakabal Tumi yet at that state, because it's still in the original state. Rashi says, "Time of first Gemara, the binyan roi lekabel tuma below chisron malacha." Mishahufshat, but once you went ahead and you stripped it, then ton kibos, it needs to be laundered. The Rabbi Yehuda is like Rabbi Elazar Omer, af mishahufshat in ton kibos. Even once you strip it off, it still doesn't need kibos. It doesn't have to be cleansed. Rashi says, "Kol zman shlo nitkan lios kli." It's not yet fit to be a kli. Ain tone kibos to be in and dover makabel toma she'in mechusar filo machshava. It's not lacking anything even in machshava. Ain tone kibos elu mokom adam. Only the place where the dam splatter on needs to be kibos, not the whole thing. But obviously, roi lekabel toma, and it's got to be something that's roi lekabel toma for the kibos, and that lends itself to being laundered. Which Rashi says, "Begemara tzadidal mefarish lemutimah." What's coming to exclude? Echad habeged veechad asak veechad aortu in kibos. Whether you're dealing with a beged, which is a garment, or sackcloth, or which is hide, all of them need to be kibosized. Ve kibos makom kadosh, and it's done inside the azara. It's got to be makom kadosh. Says Rashi, that is bazara. And also we break a kli cheres in a makom kadosh. This is talking about if you have meat of something that was cooked. Rashi says, "Shabisha b'chatas makom kadosh." The Gemara is going to explain what that is. Umariku u'shtifa b'kli nechoshes makom kadosh, and the purging and rinsing of a copper vessel in which it was cooked has been also in a makom Kadosh as well. The pasuk says, if it was cooked in a copper vessel, it has to be purged and rinsed in water. Pasuk says, "Kli cheres asher tavu shabo yishaver im kli nechoshes bushala umorak v'shutaf im kli nechoshes bushala." Was cooked in a kli in a copper one, then umorak v'shutaf b'mayim. It's got to be purged and cleansed. Ze chomer bechatas mikachukachim. This is a chumrah by a chatas over kachi kachim, that its blood has to be washed out of the beged. And she says, "Akibas kari bet." This is going back in kibas. Binani mili. Where do we know this from? These ideas that I mentioned, everything we just said, that it has to be cleansed, that blood splatters on sack or an ore, right? Because all we have in the pasuk is it talks about if it goes onto a garment. The Tanya Rabbanan, beged. The pasuk says beged. In liyala beged. Now the rabbis or mishahushat. How do we know that includes hide? Once it was skinned, it was stripped off. Talmud lomer asher yize aleh techabes. It says whatever it will sprinkle upon, you shall cleanse. Yachol shani marbe or ad shalosh. You would think maybe I'd include this even when you took off before it was hufsha, before it was stripped off. Talmud lomer beged. Use the lashon beged. My beged aroy lekabatoma avkol aroy lekabatoma. Something has to be aroy lekabatoma. You can't be still on the animal itself. Ivi Rabbi Yehuda asks Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Elazar omer beged. It says word beged. In the other beged minay the rabba sack. Where do another include also sackcloth? Beep, turn the page. Tzadi dalet amud aleph. The chol mini begadim, all different types of begadim as well. Rashi says, "Hashirayim behilkach." Oh, I'm sorry. Hashirin v'klach v'srikin. Different types of silk. Talmud lomer asher oleh techabis. Whatever it's going to sprinkle on, you shall mechabis it. Shall launder it. Yochel sheni marba or mishuv shat. You think they're going to include the hide after it was stripped off the animal? Talmud lomer beged. It's going to be a beged. My beged lomer mekabel tuma. It's going to be some mekabel tuma. I've called over mekabel tuma. So to anything that was mekabel tuma, something that's not able to be used right now, just because it was stripped off, it doesn't mean it's yet ready for some mekabel tuma. My benai, what's the difference between the two of them? Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Elazar. Rabbi matlis pchusa mishlosha Mishalosh shikabanayo, a cloth that's less than three. Less than finger breadths is going to be the difference between the two of them. Mandam Roi, Rabbi Huda says that it's got to be Roi, fit to be Mekabatomi. He says, Hanami Roi, this is fit to Mekabatomi right now. It can be used, this particular cloth, for something. Because if he wants, he can use it right now to go out to fix up another garment. That's just Latakin Chiluk. It can be used as a patch. Mandam Roi, Mekabatomi, somebody's going to Mekabatomi. Then Hamia Lav Bas Kabulitomi. This itself is not enough to be something. Therefore, it's not going to be a Kabbalatoma. It's not going to, it doesn't apply. Rava Amar, it's not called a Begat at stage. Rava Amar, Begat Shechishiv Alei, Litsura Ikebenayu. Even if you want to talk about bigger garments, you could say it's a garment that one decided, Litsura, to put a picture on it, is the difference to them. Mandam Roy, the one who says Roy. Hanami Roy. This right now is also called Roy because it's able to be Mekabatoma like it is right now. Dibai Mevatle Lamachshavta. If he wants, he can go into change his mind and not use it. And not start to embroider it. Because this is going according to the idea of Machshava, is what puts it into the category of now being something. Manda Amar Dovin Mekabatoma, the one that says Mekabatoma. Right now, even though it could be that he could change his mind, it's not called Mekabatoma. Rava Amar, Utspa de Chashav Alei Lekatzva, Lekatzva Ikebenayu. If you have a cloth that's set to spread, that one wants to trim, and that's going to be the difference between the two of them, right? So that means to say, Utspa de Chashav Alei Lekatzva is, he wants to eat on it, right? To eat or sleep on it. That's something that's Mekabatoma immediately, even though it's not yet trimmed, because it's used even when it's not trimmed. Mandam Roy, the one who says Roy, that's going to be the criteria whether or not it needs to be cleansed. Hanam Ruya, right now, this is Roy. Mandam Ruya, Mekabatoma, someone's going to Mekabatoma. Hala Mekabatoma. Ad de Mekatsela. It's not considered Mekabatoma until it's actually trimmed. Vihotanya, Rashi says, Ben Yehusa, this is supporting what we just said right now, right? That Rabbi Shimon ben Menasya Omer, Utspa Shechoshav Ela Lekatza, if you have this spread, like a blanket type thing, that is decided to trim, Tahora Achiak Tsienna, it's going to become Tahora Samakabatoma until it's actually trimmed, right? Rashi points out, or Oshivata Machshavto, the Kaimelon, Kola Kilim, Yardim Lidi Tumas Machshav, or he just decides, you know what, I changed my mind, I don't want to trim it anymore, then it's put into the category of Mekabatoma. Okay, next part of the Mishnah, Inton Kibos, only the place of the blood needs to be Kibos. Minami, the way we know this from, the Tanar, Rabbanam, Lathan, Abayis, Yechel, Nitas, Amixas, Bekad, you would think that if, let's say, blood splattered in part of it, Yehe, Kola Begatona Kibos, you have to watch the entire thing, Tamad Lomar, Shir Yiza, whatever will sprinkle on it. Lo amarti l'cha elamakom dam bavad. I'm only talking about the actual place of the blood itself. That's what has to get kibos. Davishu roi l'kabatuma. Laundering is only needed for something that was susceptible to tuma. Roi l'kabatuma. Stomach Rabbi Yehuda. This stam statement goes according to Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. And. Right. That idea of roi goes according to like the way he says also. Now, next, roi lekibos, it's only for something that's going to be roi lekibos. Lemeute kli dabar gredahu. This is coming to exclude a kli, which is something, which is the way that you clean it, is by scraping it as opposed to laundering it. Rashi says, the ein mechapsin oso el gerdo, because that's not something that's kibos done, rather it is scraped off. Sack. Now this is talking about both a garment or a sackcloth, and also we said the or the hide all need to be laundered. Lememir the or bar kibas. So you want to say something can be that you can launder it. Raminu, but we have a bit of a problem because of a mission that's going to come up. It came up in Shabbos. Contradiction. Hoisa leha alav l'shleshes. If there was dirt on it, say on a pillow, and wants to get rid of it on Shabbos. Right, Rashi says, let's say, it says here,
Masechet Shabbos Tanan La Haisa Alakar Shel Beged Giul Rok. Some nastiness gets on this stuff over there. What do you do? Mekancho Besmartut. You can go and you can wipe it off with a smartut, with a some sort of shmata. Haisa Shel Or, if it was made out of leather, then no sin alayam mayim achetichla. You can pour water on it until the nastiness gets away. Oh, she's over here. It must be that it's not considered kibbutz because you're allowed to do it even on Shabbos. And clearly that would be an iser d'oraitha. Rabbi Lokasha, harabana harachirim. This the mishnah over there is the chachamim, but the mishnah over here goes according to achirim. The Tanan, you're willing to the Braisa, Habegin Vasak Machabso, you do kibos, Hakliva or Megaro, when it comes to vessels or leather, one scrapes it off. A Chermom, Habegin Vasak or Machabso, all three of them Machabso, Vakli Megaro, when it comes to Akli, you go and you scrape it off. So it's a Machokas. Kaman Ozal Hadamar Vichia Barashi, who's a go like the following statement, Zimnim Sagin, many times, Habakamin at Kamedarav, I would be a Rabbi Rav, Vishachichi Le, Misan Neva Maya, and I would rinse his shoes in water. It's like on Shabbos, Rashi says, Bishabbos. Keman, who's that going like? Ki Rabbanan. It's going according to the Rabbanan who say that leather is not a problem. It's not a problem. Kibbutz. Amar Revo, Mika Lamanda Amar, or Lav Bar Kibbutz. Is there anyone who holds like that? Vaksiv, it says in the Pasuk in Reikra, the Beged. Oh, I should see. Oh, Ha Erev. Oh, Kol Kli Ha Or, Asher Tichabes. It says, but the garment or the wrap or the the warp or the woof of any leather utensil that you launder. That's talking about the idea of tsaras, but you see clearly it uses the word laundering by the idea of or. By leather. Ella Amarava. Rava says, Kra umasnisan birakin. The pasuk that says over here, and the Mishnah, which talks about the Dam Chatas, it goes on, that's talking about soft leather. Everyone agrees, yes, so you go ahead and you do laundry, that they are bar kibbutz. Ki pligi b'kashin, where they arguing, when the Tanaim, they argue, and whether or not leather, when it's hard leather, whether it's considered something which is a bar kibbutz or not considered a bar kibbutz. But Chacham would say it's not, and you scrape it off. Achirim say, no, even that is able to do kibbutz on. Therefore, you have to go and do it if the blood gets on it. I have a Rav Chia, Zimnitz again, have a community coming to Rav, Veshach Shiche Le Mesani B'maya. They went and used to wash his shoes with, you know, on Shabbos and it was leather. How is it mutter? If everyone's masking with soft leather, it's something that's is a problem. Bekashin, Ugur Abanan, answers the shoes that he wore were hard, and according to the Rabbanan, who said that it's not considered bar kibbutz. Hadam Rava, Lav Milsi Damri. The way the answer is actually not correct. Niku nemo nemale likra dechik sivan birakin sivan. Pardon, wrong trap. Because niku nemale likra dechik sivan birakin sivan. What are we gonna like set it up and say about this pasuk that it's says it's only about soft leather? That's what it's written. Milo skin of clay. Achsalig achsalgia haboy meridina siam. Aren't we talking about in this pasuk, even with kelim that are made of hard boiled leather that come from Medina Siam, from overseas, from Rechon and Yiboy Kibbutz, and still it says you have to do kibbutz with these type of begadim that have tsaras on it. El Amarava tsaras kevin de migufa kaparcha. When it says that the tsaras that's on it, since it develops from the leather itself, it weakens the leather, mashli rachin, and makes it that it's soft. Therefore, when the dam gets on that area, I'm sorry, with the tsaras on there, you go and you wash it. That's considered that part is soft, right? Every leather that has a tsaras is going to be soft in that spot, and that spot's going to be able to do kibbutz according to everyone. Amarava, ikashli, if I have a question, hakashli, this would be what my question is. Beep, turn the page. Tzadi, dalit, amud, beish, babayish. Karmic sauce of the rakin in who. How are we going to explain the din by the pillows and the cushions, which are generally soft, right? These it have soft leather, so you could lie down on it. Utanamu, and then the Mishnah above that haisa shalor, if it's made of leather, then no sin of mayim asatichla. then you can put water on it until the nastiness gets taken off of that over here. But hold on 1 second. Why isn't that an issue of kibbutz? Ela Mareva, kol kibbutz alesli kiskus. Any lowering does not involve any sort of scrubbing of it. Lo shmei kibbutz, not called kibbutz. And then you just put in the water until it gets the nasty off. V'hadam Rav Chia Barashi, Zimitz again, Avakayim Nekamid Rav, and it would go ahead and it would be by him, B'shach Shechei, Shechichi Lei, Masani V'mayar, he used to rinse his shoes with water, Shushuch in, rinsing, and that's going to be mutter, Aval Kibas Lo, but laundering would be rubbing it, that would be a problem. That's what the issue is. And, Iberakin Ukedivri Akol, either we're talking about here with soft leather, and when you're not scrubbing it, therefore it's going according to everyone, because everyone considers leather to be launderable, either cushion or kachirim, or sealing with teeth that are made of hard leather. When not scrubbing it, he's going according to achirim, who say it's even, you can even keep us by that, even by the hard ones. So they're not scrubbing it, you're fine. Says more, yachir, that's really true. That you wet it without scrubbing is not considered kibbutz, then beg it nami. Then let him pour water on the cloth pillow also. Why the Mishnah say this is something which is going to be usher? You're not allowed to do it on the leather ones. But what did it say about the cloth pillow? It says you can wipe it with a shmata, then you pour water on the leather ones. And then so the Gemara, no, beged shriyaso zeo kibuso. When you wet it, when it gets soaked up in the water, that itself is kibbutz. Rabbi Tamei, Rabbi goes according to his own logic. Tamei Rabbi, he says, Zarek suder lamayim chayev. Someone who throws a suder, his handkerchief, into water, Shabbos is chayev, Zarek pisht on lamayim chayev. And if he threw flax seed into water, it's going to be chayev also, because that itself is already considered the kibbutz. Bishlam suder and send suder because of it kibbutz, because by putting in there, it does kibbutz. And Lazara. Zera pishta my time. What's the reason why flax seed or malacha is ever thrown into water? Chitim v'shem demikadach. If you want to say it's because it starts to sprout, right? The seed sprout in the water and you put it into it, therefore it's considered zorea. Yachi chite v'sarinami. Then why do you say only pishta? Or the same thing as wheat and barley? Says Gemara, hanach islu rire. The flax seeds, they have this type of rire. It's like a saliva stuff that comes out from them when they get soaked in the water. Therefore, it starts to get stuck together. There's a malacha that's happening over there. It says, Rashi, b'mayim nafka rira, midbikiva adad, and you start to get stuck once to the next. We're going to see exactly what's that malacha. Yachi shlochinamis, okay, if that's the case, you should be chayav also for putting them together because they stick together. Or Rashi says, Oro she'enam abudim minasam amaya, riri kenafkin minayu. Same thing happens to the hides. They put in water in Shabbos. They also, this type of like saliva, mucus stuff comes down and starts to stick together and it's put in water. That should be a problem also. But the Gemara Hossam covered Lisha. There, in the case of the flax, the flax seeds, when they stick together, he's doing a malacha of kneading. Right? That is a lush, which is one of the first 11, so you do it to pass. Right? Yeah, Rashi says, a tolda of lush. I was shlachan lo shechim dibuka didu inyan lisha. There's no lush when it comes to the hides. Darish Rava, mutter lechapes min al b'Shabbos. It's mutter to go into under a shoe on Shabbos. I'm a popular Rava. I'm a Rav Barashi. Zimna Tzagin, have a kamina kamida Rava. Shech shiche lay misani b'mai. He's to go and rinse his shoes with water. Shech shuch in av lechibus lo. It's also to do a kibus. Right, so Rava says mutter to launder on Shabbos and implies even scrubbing. Hadar uki Rava amora aleva darish. Rava put a speaker by his side and he said, "Tvarim shamarti lefneichem tovus nebiyodim." Made a mistake. Baram kachamur. This is really what I meant to say. This is what the chacham say about it. Shichshuch mutter kibbutz aser. To go into wipe it off his mutter, to pour the water on his mutter, but not to kibbutz, which again is not to scrub it. Hakibas b'malkum kados. The laundering of this has to be done, which is the chata stuff, because sometimes it has to be done with malkum kadosh and the azara. The same thing about you break the kli or purging and rinsing of the copper one that the meat of the carbon was cooked in. We know milurinus from the Tanur Rabbanon. The chavas b'malkum kados. The pasuk says that you have to launder it in a holy place. That piece is straightforward. Shfiras kli cheres minayin. How do you have to break the kli cheres, the earthenware vessel, also in the holy place? Talmud Lomar. Kli cheres, sha'asher, cheres, sha'asher,
Tevushu bo yishaver. It's got to be broken. Mariko shtifa beklin echoshes minayin. How do we know that it has to be broken in a holy place? Talmud lomer ve'im beklin echoshes bushalo mark v'shutof v'mayim. Continues and says in that other pasuk says that it was cooked in the copper vessel. It's got to be purged and rinsed in water. All these are connected to each other. It's got to be in the azara. Zechomer b'chatas. This is a chomer that is in the chatas. Over katzi kachim. Right. That is the chiyuv of purging and rinsing copper vessels. Even though it's said in the pasuk about a chatas is not unique to a chatas, applies to other carbonates as well. So now, Rashi is of the opinion that the chiyuv of breaking the kilim also applies to all karbonos, and therefore he explains that the Mishnah statement that this is a chumra of the chatas of a kach kachim is talking about the laundering requirement of the laundry. The suleka, and what, there's no other chumras that apply of a chatas of a kach kachim, v'yikah shenichnas dama lifnim. But we also know the chumra is that a chatas, that is dam, sometimes goes into the heichal. And for the Gemara, no, it's talking about chatas chitzon, it's talking about the outer chatos over kotzer kachim. And the blood of the outer chatas, like that of the other ones, of the other karbanos, does not go into the heichal. She said, in fact, the Gemara, shim nichnas dama lefnim psula. But even in the case of the outer chatas, is a chumra that if the dam goes inside the heichal, the carbon is therefore now it's going to be considered pasul. He says any dam that goes into mechaper is going to be puzzle. But shekim mechaper al chayv krisos. The other chatos is another chumra over kach kachim that they're going to be mechaper for someone who's going to be chayv karis if they were done it on purpose. Chatos teshmiya sakol. The Mishnah is talking about the chumras of the chatos of hearing the voice of some sort of situation that he could have been a aid and he wasn't. Rashi said, the pasuk says, "Beneshev nefesh ki sechtav shama kol Allah fu aid or ra or yada lo yagid v'nasavonu." He saw he could testify for something and he doesn't go and do that. In that case, he has to bring a type of chatas. And it's not the same concept over here. Of the mechapre, this is not talking about the chayiv krisa situation. She can do an arba matanas, but even that chatas has another chumra of the kachu kachim that has to bring arba matanas for the, you know, the four different applications of the dam as opposed to the kachu kachim. There's only two in the opposite corners. Kerbi Shmuel, no, our Mishnah goes to Kerbi Shmuel, Damer Kol Damim to him down. So it says all them nidalit, al dalit karnas, but still the chatas is a chumra that has to be in all four corners. Flitamechin, according to you, that the Mishnah should have said all of the chumras that you have mentioned. What about other things? So you could karen. There's also chumra the chatas has about the horn of the mizbeach. Ayika etzma. There's also the fact of the it's got to be done by the finger. Ayika chuda. We also said the edge of the mizbeach. Elachad mitreit lasa chumra nakat. Even you have to agree that the Mishnah is only mentioning two or three or more chumras. It doesn't mean to imply that there's nothing else. There's no other chumras. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here and we'll show you all a great day.